Human rights lawyer Beatrice Mutetkwa was arrested yesterday when she went to represent Tabani Mpofu, a staff member of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's communications department, as the police raided his home. Following her arrest on charges of obstructing the course of justice, Mutetkwa was thrown into police holding cells, prompting the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to approach the High Court. High Court Judge Charles Ungwe ordered around 2 a.m. today that Mutetkwa be immediately released, but the police did not comply. Mutetkwa was taken from Rhodesville Police Station to Harare Central Station today before being returned to Rhodesville again, where she was put behind bars despite the court order to release her. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Deputy Chairperson Precious Chakasikwa told a news conference that her organization was dismayed by the police behavior.
This morning, Beatrice was taken to law and order around 9:30 in the morning and continued to be held in their custody in defiance of the court order. At around 1100 hours, however, she was driven back to Rhodesville Police Station by Detective Assistant Inspector Piri and five other details, where she was dumped. Police at Rhodesville were advised that they were continuing to act in contempt of a High Court order.
ZLHR Director Irene Petras said there has to be judicial and security sector reform in the country, even if a new constitution that Zimbabweans voted for in a referendum last Saturday is adopted. Results of the referendum are yet to be announced. Petras said the reforms will ensure Zimbabwe holds a free and fair election.
We know that there are SADC observers in the country for the referendum. We know there's a number of other observers, and even our own colleagues from civil society and the political parties themselves need to look at what is happening and see that these kinds of things need to be addressed, because if we go into an election period with this kind of a police force, with these unreformed institutions, then we're likely to have problems.
Zimbabwe Election Support Network Director Rindai Chipfunde Vava said the targeting of rights defenders by the police was affecting human rights work in the country, adding this may result in citizens not voting freely in national elections expected to be held sometime this year.
This definitely affects the pre-election period, particularly as it relates to a conducive environment which allows the electorate to exercise their right to vote, their right to participation, their right of assembly, and the right of association. So I think what needs to be done is definitely the professionalism of the security sector, especially the police, and make sure that at least they don't intimidate the electorate.
Political analyst Joy Mabenge of the Institute for a Democratic Alternative for Zimbabwe said Zimbabwe will not be able to hold a credible election if police continue to target rights organizations and Prime Minister Tsvangirai's party.
Now, the best way forward is for the GPA principals to ensure that they get SADC to intervene and ensure that the global political agreement is adhered to in full, it's implemented in full, and we ensure that the playing field is leveled before we go for any meaningful election.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai, meanwhile, this afternoon met with acting president Joyce Mujuru and released a statement soon afterwards, saying Mrs. Mujuru had assured him that she will speak with Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri over the arrest of his staff and their lawyer. Lawyers representing those arrested have since filed an urgent application in the High Court seeking their immediate release. Mr. Tsvangirai said the time is now ripe for the Southern African Development Community to convene a special summit on Zimbabwe to map the way forward as the country gears for crucial elections. Meanwhile, as Zimbabweans await the referendum results, the SADC Parliamentary Forum said it was satisfied in the manner in which the polls were conducted. The head of the forum's mission, His Royal Highness Prince Guduza Dlamini, the Speaker of Parliament of the Kingdom of Swaziland, told reporters that Zimbabweans were afforded an opportunity to vote for a referendum outcome of their choice.
However, the mission noted the concerns raised by some civil society stakeholders regarding the refusal by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to accredit local observers from some civil society organizations which had been charged with election-related crimes.
ZANU-PF and the two MDC formations in the unity government were campaigning for the adoption of the draft charter, while the majority of opposition parties and some non-governmental organizations, such as the National Constitutional Assembly, were urging Zimbabweans to reject the document. At the time of going on air, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was expected to release preliminary results of Saturday's referendum. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.